Talk is swirling around the future of downtown Bloomington. City leaders now have a final version of the Downtown Task Force report, suggesting some sort of big catalyst project to increase daily foot traffic. One idea that continues to resurface is a downtown hotel. Developer and architect Jim Pearson turned heads last week when he used a Bloomington City Council meeting public comment time to pitch his own hotel idea. Pearson is also a Bloomington Planning Commissioner. GLT's Ryan Denham followed up with Pearson to learn more about the project. Pearson says he's been thinking about various downtown projects for a couple of years now.
I think I started out with 10 ideas, got it down to five, and then I decided what was really needed was to get a developer, I'm a developer, but a not very active one, let's say, to spearhead some investors to do this project. And it's been 10 years since they've built the Coliseum originally, and it's one of the keys to downtown being revitalized.
So how does that interest, you thinking that it's a key to seeing downtown revitalized, how does that actually then turn into, all right, I'm going to try to put something together?
I decided that I needed to put my thoughts and ideas into an actual proposal. So there's really two components, but the first one is the hotel conference center, because it needed to be part of the package when they decided in 2004 or 5 to build the Coliseum.
What's the logic there? Why would a new hotel and conference center add, you know, inject some new life into the arena, which has, you know, financially struggled over the last 10 years?
There's like 300 cities in the United States that have, we'll say, coliseums or some public facility, 300. And every one of them, except 3%, have a hotel connected with it. So we're in the 3% that has no hotel connected with it. And after Bloomington built theirs, no one thought that they really need to consider how to make it successful. And it will be successful if a hotel and a conference center is added to it. And the reason being is that you're going to get more events coming there if there's a place for someone to get a room and stay overnight. You're going to listen to country western for an evening or the Beach Boys. You may want to stay in a hotel downtown. There is none in Bloomington.
You've described this as a public-private partnership. What would be the public part?
I'm going to, the Vantage Group is going to put out a RFP nationally. And so I want the city to be involved in that process. So that's the partnership. If a developer makes a proposal or an investor makes a proposal that meets the keys that are in the RFP, then the Vantage Group's job is done. And we walk away from it, but we'll be glad that it will be successful.
So other than perhaps granting the parking lot itself where this property, this hotel and conference center may rise, other than the city perhaps giving that to a developer, is there an actual, do you think this is doable without any city money in the pot?
It may not need any city money in the pot. Yes, the land is important, certainly important. In any project, whether small or large, you estimate what you think you need to spend to build your project. But when you go to finance it, they say, do you own the land? Well, no. Well, go purchase the land, come back and talk to me.
How much would a project like this cost?
Well, I've run some numbers on it varies on how many rooms in the hotel. And certainly the conference center and rooms cost money as well. And that's going to be part of the process to put out the RFP to interested people. There may be a variation in size of conference space, but also in rooms. Now, I've done some of my due diligence. When Normal decided they needed a hotel, which was astute understanding of what they really needed to revitalize their uptown, was a hotel. Who's going to use it? All the parents that come into town for every event, plus Father's Day, Mother's Day, you name it. And then there was a big discussion when John Q. Hammonds came in as the developer, or was asked to come in as a developer. He says, well, I'll build a conference center with the hotel, but, you know, I need some money invested from the town. Well, and then as that scenario went, I believe, you know, the town finally added some money so they could have the conference center there.
Bloomington Normal has a lot of hotels. Last fall, we did a story here at GLT showing that occupancy rates were already fairly low in our community, or maybe a sign that there are too many hotels already. Do you think this market can support another one?
Oh, yes. How many new hotels have been built in the last 10 years? I haven't researched it. I don't know. Maybe somebody can tell me. I understand the pie is only so big, or it's large. It's a large pie to be split up, whether it's 10 or 12. It's location, location, location. Real estate always talks about that. So we really need one downtown. It'll serve two purposes. One, to be downtown. Second, to support the arena. And I think that spurs the growth.
And there have been other proposals for downtown hotels. One of them, the Front and Center building, Commerce Bank, the boutique hotel at the Pantograph building. And none of these have come to fruition yet, obviously. And now this, now yours. So what's different about yours?
It's going to be brand new.
That's
the
big
difference.
Okay.
Taking an old existing building takes a lot of rehab. People think that remodeling an existing building saves you money. Well, yeah, it might save you 25% of the cost in the basic structure of the building, but remodeling costs, you have to update, you have to come back to codes, and it can cost you more by buying an existing building. But if you're buying it for a much better deal, then you say, well, then what I'm saving on the land, because I like the location still. And so I've never thought that a existing building would be the solution for the arena.
This is GLT's Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I'm here with Jim Pearson, a developer with the Vantage Group, who's proposed a downtown Bloomington hotel and conference center project. Jim, why did you decide to spread the word about this possible project during the public comment of the city council meeting last week? I think a lot of folks were surprised by what they heard.
Well, it became the 11th hour. I had appeared before the downtown task force that was trying to come up with a plan for the downtown. And I appeared before them in October, I believe, and gave them some of my ideas and suggestions. I never got any legs out of that, which was okay. But then I saw the 11th hour coming up, now or never. And so I needed to get in the forefront in front of the council. So put a text together and appeared for 3 minutes. And so now I'm going to put together a proposal for the city by giving it to the interim city manager, Steve Rasmussen, in 10 to 14 days.
So tell us a little bit more about your background. I know you worked on the Bloomington Police Station and parking structure near City Hall, that project back in the mid-1990s.
When I was working with Shive Hattery, actually employed by them, that the new police facility, they were looking for space to lease. Once again, the forerunner of or anybody who stepped up, and it was only one party, they wanted to remodel the old existing 1920s Miller Hardware building. I said, there's a better way to do this. That's when I formed the Vantage Group Limited and worked with Chief Linsky and Tom Hamilton and sold them on the idea.
What are some projects that Vantage Group has worked on in the years since?
I only worked on one, and it didn't go, so I really haven't promoted or gone out to try to find others. If it's not a fallback, my private architectural practice, Pearson Design Group, continues to be in business, and we do smaller projects. So I would never be the architect on this project if it goes, because you need more talented people and resources than what Pearson Design Group has.
So I know you want to put out an RFP, and you're hoping that attracts interest from the outside world. Do you have any partners or folks who you know you'll be working with if this thing comes to fruition?
Only people that are in the profession, architects, engineers, graphic designers, that I would work with. And that would be just to put out the RFP.
If this thing progresses as you hope it does, would you then step away from the Bloomington Planning Commission? Is there a conflict of interest there?
Well, I would step away if there was a conflict of interest raised. Actually, my term ends in April 30th of this year. I actually enjoy being on the commission.
The next step here is to submit in the next couple of weeks some more detailed proposal to city administration.
Yes.
That's Jim Pearson, a developer with the Vantage Group, who's proposed a downtown Bloomington hotel and conference center project. I'm Ryan Denham.
Pearson is not the first person to try to put together a downtown hotel development. Developer Jeff Gabelhausen was looking at the Front and Center and Commerce Bank buildings as possible sites for a hotel. He tells GLT that is still on the table. David Bentley once pitched a boutique hotel at the Pantograph building. That did not pan out, and he has since dropped the idea.